From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain.
Given the scale of the crisis and the suffering of the Syrian people, it is right that we should do much more. So, Mr. Speaker, we are proposing that Britain should resettle up to 20,000 Syrian refugees over the rest of this Parliament.
Europe is struggling to cope with the continent's biggest migrant crisis since World War II. Germany says that 800,000 refugees could settle in that country by the end of the year. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iraq and Iran. President Barack Obama is marking Labor Day in the United States by requiring paid sick leave for 300,000 employees of federal contractors. He spoke in Boston at a rally for union workers.
As we were flying over here, I signed a new executive order requiring federal contractors to allow employees who work on our contracts to earn up to 7 paid sick days a year.
Mr. Obama accused opposition Republicans of waging what he called a constant attack on working Americans. Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré. This is VOA News. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. President François Hollande made the announcement Monday. Arab media are reporting that the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is handing over to Russia an airbase in the president's mostly Alawite Mediterranean coastal enclave. Edward Uranian reports.
The London-based Saudi-owned Arab Daily Al-Hayat reported Monday that Syria and Russia agreed to reactivate a 1980 friendship and cooperation treaty between the old Soviet Union and Syria after numerous visits by Syrian and Russian officials to each other's capitals. The paper said Russian forces have taken over the Latakia airbase and were working to improve runways and equipment at other bases in the north of the country. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
French President François Hollande has called for a meeting with his German, Russian, and Ukrainian counterparts to ensure that the peace agreement for eastern Ukraine is carried out. Hollande said Monday he would propose that a meeting be held in Paris before the start of this year's United Nations General Assembly on September 15th. Hollande said that if local elections are held in Ukraine and reforms granting more autonomy to separatist areas in the east are implemented, he will ask that the sanctions imposed on Russia for its actions in Ukraine be lifted. Pakistan's military says that a locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least 3 high-profile militants near the Afghan border. A military spokesman says the unmanned aircraft attacked what he called a terrorist compound Monday in the Shawal Valley of North Waziristan. No other details have been made available. Guatemala faces a presidential runoff election after the leading candidates failed Sunday to garner enough votes to avoid a second round. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, led with 24% according to early results, with 97% of precincts reporting. Only a few thousand votes separated businessman Manuel Baldizón and former First Lady Sandra Torres. They're vying for runner-up with 19% each. The runoff is scheduled for October 25th. Police say an American woman who traveled to Nepal to help after April's earthquake has been beaten to death. 25-year-old Dalia Yahia aided quake survivors in Pokhara, a popular tourist spot. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.